Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Conduct, and I got started a little bit late there. My bad. So yeah, I just got some coffee brewing right now, and it's in the other room, and I need to go get it. I think it's ready. Shouts out to the chat room, Milftastic. Fantastic, holding it down in the chat room. Good times, good times. Anywho, I had a very lazy day today. I didn't really do anything productive whatsoever, other than go for a nice leisurely walk down to the cannabis dispensary down the street. But when I was on my way down to this cannabis dispensary, I got an idea for a fun little segment. I haven't done any megaphone videos lately. If you go on my old YouTube channel, I used to do a bunch of Megaforce videos where I would just go out with a megaphone and fuck with people on the street and stuff. And I haven't done that for a couple of years now. And, I still use the megaphone all the time on a daily basis. But I haven't made any videos, and I'm starting to get ideas for a new series of videos that I think I'm going to work on sometime soon. And I definitely got an idea today on my way to the cannabis store, because when I walk down Haight Street, there's always a lot of, well, other than bums and gutter punk kids and dirty hippies, and a bunch of, you know, trendy people shopping. interspersed with all that is a lot of pot dealers. There are a lot of people, when you walk down Haight Street during the day when it's busy, I swear to God, you will get, or at least I do, because I guess I look like I'm looking, I guess I look like somebody who looks like they're looking for weed. I guess I got that written all over my forehead. I want weed. So I was cruising down the street and I got accosted by some weed dealers who were asking me if I wanted some perps. Some perps. Do you want to smoke some of that perps? And I was like, no, I like my weed green. Thank you very much. And they're like, nah, this is the shit. And I was like, I doubt it. And I just kept walking. And they kept like haggling me and bothering me and yelling at me as I was walking down the street. I was like, not interested. Sorry. Moving on. And they were like screaming. They still like yelling at me as I was walking away. And I decided, you know what? Fuck you guys. Next time I walk down the street, I'm going to bring the megaphone with me. And if you guys want to mess with me and give me a hard time about not buying weed from you, you know what? I'm going to bust out the megaphone. And I'm going to, you know, announce to the entire Haight Street community that you have weed for sale. So that way you can get, you're obviously hard up for customers. So why not have a megaphone? So that's one of the ideas that came up with a lot of other ideas, but that was one that jumped out to me today as I was walking down the street. So yeah, there might be some Megaforce videos in the future. I have a few other ideas. I got to come up with a good solid 5 or 6 ideas for different segments, and then I'll go out and film them. Because I haven't filmed any video stuff in a long time, especially since I've been doing all this Blog Talk Radio crap. I've gotten away from doing my videos. So, especially now, summer's coming up and the weather's getting nice. There's just so much more to do outside. Yeah, good times. Good times. It's California, people. It's California living. This is how we do it here. And if you want to do me on the air, the number is 347-826-7667. I think I heard a knock at the door. All right. Anywho, I'm going to take a little break and I'll be right back. Join me, won't you? Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you. And I think the Mexican is here. Yes, Goofy Bone is here. And that can only mean one thing.
Skates away from Helm, dishes off to his right to Heatley, moves into the circle, goes to the backhand, turns on Helm, throws it back, here's White, shoots, down!
Across the L.A. line, Patrick Marleau, the shot, they score! Devin Zadegucci! Now Mitchell at the side from the angle, in front, and they score! The captain, Joe Thornton, with a big goal here in the third period.
With the L.A. people, Joe Thornton.
Yes.
Joe Thornton with the game winner. Oh, my God.
Wow.
They made a great save by Niemi on the rebound off of Dan Cleary's opportunity.
What a game. What a game. All I can say is the bra that's coming over tonight, I'm banging her fucking extra hard.
Oh, yeah.
Shark.
Shark.
That is Beckler's support right there.
And go Sharks, bitches.
There's a long feet across the ice. Protovalin jumps up into the play. Shoots long. He scores!
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, this segment is brought to you in part by Be Legal Green, medical cannabis recommendations. Three stores in the Bay Area, Redwood City, 603 Main Street, San Jose is 826 the Alameda and Hayward. It's 24326 Mission Boulevard, www.belegalgreen.com. And as in the world of hockey, people, we are in the Western Conference Finals. Game two, the San Jose Sharks, it was a great game until the third period. The Sharks were down 2-3 going into the third period. And then Chris Higgins, Daniel Sundin, Aaron Rome, and Madison Raymond scored four goals like nothing. And then Ben Eager scored the last goal to make the game and final end to be 7-3. The Canucks are up 2-0. The series shifts to San Jose on Friday. Check your local listings. Fucking Sharks, you got to do something, Vince. And I apologize
for
slurring. But I sat here. I tried to do a show today. I got yelled at because I played the wrong song. I tried to commentate, but fuck. They were beating our ass, Vince. They were beating our fucking ass, man.
Yeah.
Shit, it looks like last year. We don't want it. We don't want it. I'm serious. But it looks like we do want it because we're scoring. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, what the hell's going on here? You know what I mean? Shit. So I'm sorry, Vince. And then I apologize for missing a couple of other times, Vince. The last time I fucking crashed, I was hella drunk, all mad.
Oh, I know. It's all good,
dude. I want to stay up for this one because you're my friend, Vince, and I don't want to let you down, man.
That's all good, man. No, I understand. In fact, I was half expecting you to call in sloppy drunk right now because maybe drinking your sorrows away because they got spanked pretty hard, actually, today.
Yeah, but you know what? I was on extra hours on my show yelling at Miss Computer Lady and Mouse because they don't understand the concept that, hey, Schwarzenegger is what he is. Now, if you're gonna dip your Schwarzenegger inside of a maid and act like nothing's gonna happen, you think you can pay this maid off throughout the years? No, I'm sorry, money doesn't work like that. She's gonna evidently want more. She wanted more, she didn't get it. So what did she do? Go to the press. And I don't know if you've seen that kid, Vince, but that kid looks dead on like him, and I mean it, dead on like him.
I haven't seen, the only photos I've seen are of the kid's face blurred out. But they show pictures of the chick, though, the whatever.
No,
Matilda,
you got it.
Whatever her name is.
Come on, Vince. You're a part of the Army, aren't you?
I guess technically yes, but I haven't seen the photos. You'll have to forward them to me.
I'm going to post them in your room right now, and I can't believe the fucking bullshit. What the hell is a capitalist children's book?
Oh yeah, you saw my blog post that I put up in there.
Oh my god,
That's actually one of my favorite personalities on television, to tell you the truth. Joe Kernan, he's the host of Squawk Box. It's the show, it's the early morning show, pre-market opening show on CNBC. And he's one of my favorite personalities on there. He's been on there forever. If you've ever clicked on CNBC, I'm sure you've seen his face. He's a great guy. And he wrote a book about capitalism with his daughter, and he's great. And I imagine that book is a good read and would be great for your kids to read too. Goofy, the little bone, give the little bone something to read there, educate himself.
Sorry, Vince, my dog doesn't read books. I taught him how to watch TV, and that's it. But he doesn't know how to read.
Well, okay, since we're talking about maids here, Arnold Schwarzenegger
Look at the picture, Vince. Look at the picture.
All right, let me see this.
Just look at the picture. That is fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger in its fucking finest. The Mexinator, like Ghost says.
The Mexinator? God.
Oh my God.
That looks like Arnie. Sure.
So we got a winner.
Look at her. She's living large. She's like, yeah, baby. Look at, I got a little Artie, baby. Oh, taking this little. He's like, this is like my meal ticket, baby. Check it out, my meal ticket right here.
Straight up, and she's a capitalist. Ghost can't
she's capitalized.
Can't complain about that. Yeah. She's capitalized.
Totally.
Well,
speaking of maids, let's bring a maid on to the panel now to weigh in, give us the maid's perspective. Kishu's on with us now. Hey, Kishu.
You know, sadly, I am a maid to Dick Burns, and sometimes it's very frustrating.
Wait a minute,
but I do it out
minute,
of the kindness of my heart.
So now have you fathered a love child with Dick Burns then?
No.
Okay.
Never gonna happen. Hopefully, I'll never have any more children, honestly. Maybe when I'm, like, 35. I don't know. That's a long time. I don't know. When I'm a lot older, I'll think about having another child. But right now, I'm young. I have one. It's overwhelming, but I love her to death. I don't want any more kids, though, for a long time, if I ever do want any more. Sorry it's loud. I'm in my car, of course, again. But I'm almost to my destination. And my phone is about to die. So if it dies, as soon as I get there, I'll start charging it, and I'll call you back in. Or call myself back
Yeah,
in.
No worries. It's all good, sister.
But yeah, about Arnold and that shit. I haven't seen any of the pictures. I don't really know the whole situation yet, but that's fucking funny. That's so funny. Like, that maid. Oh, she's something else.
So
it's just pathetic. It really is. Like, fucking... Like, my daughter's father, he has two PhDs, one in physics and the other, it's like astronomy or something. Because he's an astronomer out of Italy, and he travels the world doing his astronomy shit. He just recently wrote a book about some fucking gamma rays or some shit. But that fucker does not pay child support. He doesn't give me a dime, and he makes tons of money. So, you know, it sucks, but he doesn't want to be in her life. He's a piece of shit. Like, he wanted me to have the baby and then decided he didn't want to be a father. But that's a whole other story. But, yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit. And when I see these women that go after men like that, they're, like, just for the money, it's just pathetic. Like, I fell in love with him, and when I got pregnant, I was overjoyed, and, like, we thought we were going to get married.
We lost her. Oh, good. I was getting tired of that story anyway. Let's take a little break. It's Vince in the Bay hanging out with my homeboys, Goofy Bone, and you, if you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the numero, And let's get into some Goofy Bone now, shall we? This is drama. There's been a lot of drama on the airwaves lately, especially I tuned into your show earlier, Goofy, and you had a little drama going on with that that one angry Jew character. And you got to be careful, bro. Don't let that guy take over your show, man, like he did with the Cannabis Monk show the other night. And like he's done on my show before. You know, keep that Jew in check, you know.
Chow time, gentlemen, chow time. Oh, bells on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time. Chow time.
It's all drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprise.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama, it comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Joke suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened, everyone was down for their crime? You wanna take that easy life and drop that dime? In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure light on cable. But are you able to sacrifice your life for the table? Underline that fact, if you're a coward, you're gonna get whacked. Pull up to his house while he's watering his lawn, then you attack.
Right back to me.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Vince back with you. The Mexicanator. Yeah. Right on. Shouts to Goofy Bone, the Mexican, for sharing the Mexicanator photos. And that link is in the chat room now. And Goofy, of course, was also referring to this book that I posted on my blog in that capitalistarmy.com forum or whatever it is. The website, the Ghost social networking site. I wonder if I got any responses to it. I haven't checked since I posted it. Let me see. It's taking a long time to load. Damn, I got a lot of shit open here. So if you're not familiar with Ghost, he does a show here on BTR. It's blogtalkradio.com/ghost. And he has his own website, his own social networking site called capitalistarmy.com. And I did a blog post, and I've gotten zero comments. Perfect. Zero comments. Great. Great. Perfect. Nobody's commented on my blog post about the children's book, the capitalist children's book that's out there. It's called Your Teacher Said What? Defending Our Kids from the Liberal Assault on Capitalism by Joe Kernan and Blake Kernan, his daughter. And I think this would be a good book for anybody to look at, read, really, because a lot of adults probably don't really know what capitalism is all about, and they could probably stand to learn a lot from this book. Hell, I don't know that much about capitalism myself. I've been kind of sheltered here in my default cultural liberal hellhole called California. Well, if you talk to any conservatives, they love to, especially California-based conservatives, they love to complain about how terrible, how evil California is. Yet they continue to live here. Oh, the taxes are high or through the roof. It's almost impossible to really survive in any of the metropolitan areas unless you're a goddamn millionaire, which a lot of people are in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. But it's just, I don't know, it's a lifestyle choice to live in California at this point, and if you're complaining, then you're just slowing me down. Okay, so shouts to Goofy Bone and Kishu for stopping in for a quick minute there. Both of their phones are dead. So now I'm just here with you again. If you want to join me, feel free to do so, 347-826-7667. I want to get into this other news item that I saw. If you want to submit any show prep to me or requests or questions or whatever, fan mail can be directed to me at vinceinthebay@gmail.com. vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/vinceinthebay. All right, I'm trying to find this news item that I... This kid got busted on Facebook. Well, not busted on Facebook, but the Secret Service interrogated a Tacoma 7th grader. And it's pretty bizarre what happened. I got to find this. I have the news clip. I just got to cue it up here. I'll play it for you, and then maybe I'll come back and talk about it. But I don't see it on my switchboard. I forgot what I called it. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the Secret Service interrogated a boy in Tacoma, Washington, a Tacoma seventh grader was facing federal interrogation interrogation by federal agents at his school. Yeah. Timmy Robertson said she had just finished lunch when a friend Friday when she got a phone call from her son's school. She said, quote, "I answered it and it's the school security guard who's giving me a heads up that the Secret Service is here with the Tacoma Police Department and they have Vito," I guess that's her son, Vito, and they're talking to him. So apparently this kid, Vito, I guess is his name, after Osama bin Laden was killed, this 13-year-old kid named Vito La Pinta, he posted an update on his Facebook profile saying, "I was saying how Osama was dead and for Obama to be careful because there could be suicide bombers." So this kid posted on his Facebook that Obama, 13-year-old kid, says, "Oh, now that Osama's dead, Obama should be careful about there could be suicide bombers." And suddenly he became a target of the Secret Service. Unforreal. And here, I'm going to play a clip of it. And if you want to call in and tell me what you think about this, feel free to do so. Here it is. This is Secret Service interrogating Tacoma boy over his Facebook posting.
A Tacoma boy's mother says the Secret Service grabbed him out of class last Friday for what he posted on his Facebook page.
She was so outraged it happened without her knowledge or permission, she contacted us. Dana Revick has more on this exclusive story.
They're very shocked.
It's the kind of call no mother wants to get.
My phone rings, I look at it, and it was the number to his school, and I answer it, and it's the school security guard just giving me a FYI, you know, for your information, just to give you a heads up, the Secret Service is here with the Tacoma Police Department, and they have Vito, and they're talking to him.
It turns out, after Osama bin Laden was killed, Vito La Pinta posted an update to his Facebook status that got the feds' attention.
I was saying how Osama is dead, and for Obama to be careful, because there might be suicide bombers.
A week later, while Vito was in his fourth period class, he got called to the principal's office.
A man walked in a suit and glasses, and he said that he was part of the Secret Service, and he told me it was because of a post that I made, and it indicated as a threat towards the president.
Tacoma schools did acknowledge that a Secret Service agent questioned Vito, but after that, the story becomes very different. They say a security guard called Vito's mom because the principal was on the other line, and that they didn't wait for her to arrive because they felt that she didn't take the phone call seriously.
That's a blatant lie.
Timmy Robertson says she rushed to Truman Middle School immediately and arrived to discover her boy had already been questioned for half an hour.
I just about lost it. You know, my son, my 13-year-old son, who is a minor, who's supposed to be safe and secure in his classroom at school, is being interrogated without my knowledge or consent privately by the Secret Service. I was very scared.
The seventh grader says once his mom showed up, the agent finished the interview and told him he wasn't in any trouble. Now he's more careful about what he posts online. But Timmy says the school and the Secret Service are the ones who need to watch themselves.
For me, it's not about what my son did or didn't do. It's the way they handled it, because he's still a child.
In Tacoma, Dana Rebick, Q13, Fox News.
We also reached out to the Secret Service agent for comment today, but we have not heard back yet.
Yeah, right. If they were even real Secret Service agents. Yeah, so there you go. That's what your tax dollars are going towards, folks. The Secret Service protecting you from 13-year-old kids on Facebook. You got to be kidding me. What do you think of this? Call me, 347-826-7667. Do you think this kid deserved a shakedown? Do you think it was even really the Secret Service? Hell, he could have been trolled. Anybody can walk into it in dressed in a suit and tie and say, "Hey,
Secret Service, can I step into the premises for a second, man?"
I mean, come on. Yeah, and the fact that the this school just let them interrogate this kid without consent of his parents, that is disturbing. In fact, I would imagine she would have some sort of case if she wanted to bring some type of legal action against her. I wouldn't doubt that she would have a case for something for them interrogating this boy who's underage without parental consent. Are you kidding me? I would imagine that anything he said is going to be inadmissible in any case anywhere. In fact, I would imagine she's got a case against them if she wanted to prosecute. God damn it. I wish Rawls was here. Cube. He's the legal expert. He would have a better idea of whether or not she's got a case. Anyway. 347-826-7667 is the number. You dial that number. If you want to join the conversation, you press the number 1. And we'll chit-chat about anything. You can chime in about this poor kid, Vito LaPinta. Do you think Vito LaPinta, this 13-year-old from Tacoma, Washington, do you think he poses a threat? Does he deserve the treatment he got from the Tacoma Police and the Secret Service? I want to know what's on your mind. Do you like boxers or briefs? Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's get to the bottom of this right now, shall we? Oh, hey, Keisha's back. Hey, Keisha.
What did I miss, honey? My stupid phone died in the middle of this fucking rant about my ex.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
the point I was getting at there, though, was women that fucking have babies try to get money out of men is absolutely pathetic. And, you know, it's like the lowest of the low that a woman can do. But, I mean, it happens so often in our society. And, you know, these men, I mean, sometimes they pay and sometimes they don't. And then the women that, you know, don't get anything, like, you know, they get totally fucked most of the time. And then they're with a kid they can't take care of and they can't raise. And, you know, the poor kid is the one that gets stuck in the middle. You know, thank God in my situation, you know, I was self-sufficient and, you know, able to support myself and my child without her father. So, you know, thank God for that. But there's many women out there that can't. And, you know, the poor children get pulled into the middle. And it's just really sad. But, so what did I miss while I was charging my phone?
Oh, I moved on to another subject, which I think you would be interesting to get your, because you're a parent, and I think this is something that you might, who knows, in the coming years, the way the school system is running now, this is something that could potentially affect you in the future. This could be your kid, for
okay.
all you know. I'm gonna replay this news clip. This is this story about this Tacoma boy. Basically, what happened was when Osama bin Laden was killed, this 13-year-old kid, this 13-year-old boy from Tacoma, Washington, went on his Facebook and said, "Well, now that Osama is dead, I think Obama should be worried about suicide bombers." And suddenly, the kid gets pulled out of class at school. And gets interrogated by the Secret Service and the police department.
What?
Without consent of his
his
parents.
That's
and so here,
that's like, I was homeschooled on and off my whole life, and I think I'm either going to homeschool my daughter or a very, I don't know, a private school where there's like maybe 4 or 5 of them in a room. I don't know. I just the public school system is disgusting to me.
Yeah. Oh. Here, check this out. I want you to hear this.
Okay.
Just to get all the context and just imagine if this is your kid, all right?
A Tacoma boy's mother says the Secret Service grabbed him out of class last Friday for what he posted on his Facebook page.
She was so outraged it happened without her knowledge or permission. She contacted us. Dana Revick has more on this exclusive story.
They're very shocked.
It's the kind of call no mother wants to get.
My phone rings. I look at it, and it was the number to his school.
and I answer it, and it's the school security guard just giving me a FYI, you know, for your information, just to give you a heads up, the Secret Service is here with the Tacoma Police Department, and they have Vito, and they're talking to him.
It turns out, after Osama bin Laden was killed, Vito La Pinta posted an update to his Facebook status that got the feds' attention.
I was saying how Osama is dead, and for Obama to be careful, because there might be suicide bombers.
A week later, while Vito was in his fourth period class, he got called to the principal's office.
A man walked in a suit and glasses, and he said that he was part of the Secret Service, and he told me it was because of a post that I made, and it indicated as a threat towards the president.
Tacoma schools did acknowledge that a Secret Service agent questioned Vito, but after that, the story becomes very different. They say a security guard called Vito's mom because the principal was on the other line, and that they didn't wait for her to arrive because they felt that she didn't take the phone call seriously.
That's a blatant lie.
Timmy Robertson says she rushed to Truman Middle School immediately and arrived to discover her boy had already been questioned for half an hour.
I just about lost it. You know, my son, my 13-year-old son, who is a minor, who's supposed to be safe and secure in his classroom at school, is being interrogated without my knowledge or consent privately by the Secret Service.
I was very scared.
The seventh grader says once his mom showed up, the agent finished the interview and told him he wasn't in any trouble. Now he's more careful about what he posts online. But Timmy says the school and the Secret Service are the ones who need to watch themselves.
For me, it's not about what my son did or didn't do. It's the way they handled it, because he's still a child.
In Tacoma, Dana Rebick, Q13, Fox News.
We also reached out to the Secret Service agent for comment today, but we have not heard back yet.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah, so there you
right?
go.
Right, that's absolutely pathetic. There needs to be a lawsuit there. That mother needs to sue the fuck out of them. You know,
I think she's got a good case too. I think she's got a great case.
Yeah, it's a wonderful case. I would be talking to an attorney right now.
Dude, I bet you there's so many lawyers that are just lining up, queuing up for that.
Oh yeah. I mean, the thing is he's a minor, and that's all there is to it. You know, I mean, without the parents' consent, they have no right to interrogate him or interview him or whatever. So,
yeah, they fucked up.
You know, yeah, there's going to probably be a lawsuit there. At least I hope that mother is smart enough to do that.
For sure.
So, you know, well, because if she sues them, that'll bring, you know, maybe a little more fear that, yeah, they can't do that. They can't just, you know, interview minors without a parent's consent. And this happens so often, too. I've read tons of stories about situations like this.
She's going to get government cheese for,
you know,
sure.
The thing is they think that if they get them before the parents get there, you know, that they could scare them, they could intimidate them, you know, whatever, and get whatever information they want out of them. And it's a horrible tactic, and, you know, I would not deal with that at all if it was my child. So.
Yeah. Amen. If anybody else wants to chime in on this situation, if you're a mother and you have and you're imagining what it would be like to be in that scenario, or if maybe you've been in a situation like that you want to share here on the air, feel free to do so. 347-826-7066, Chavos and numero. Oh, brother, I need to take another little smoke break here. Kishu, what are we going to listen to?
You know, either Arctic Monkeys or that Wombat song, Jump Into the Fog. That's what I'd like to hear, one of those. And if it's an Arctic Monkeys song, do you have Cornerstone in your switchboard? That's a good one.
I have both of those.
So either one of those would be good. Cornerstone probably would be good. I haven't heard that song in a long time now.
All right, Cornerstone is. If you guys want to join Kishu and I, the number 347-826-7667, BRB.
But a vision trick under the warning light. She was
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. It's Vince in the Bay back with Kishu and you. If you want to join us, just dial in and press the number one and we'll bring you on. I'm going to read my horoscope now. And if you wanted me to read your horoscope, just tell me what your sign is and I'll read it. But I'm a Taurus and I'm going to read my horoscope for, this is actually not for today. This is for tomorrow. This is what I get to look forward to tomorrow. So for Thursday, May 19th, 2011, Taurus, it says, it seems like a fantastic day to complete a project, but things might not go according to your plan if you aren't persistent. There is a lot of mental interference today, and it could be tempting to set your agenda aside and follow a whim. Thankfully, your common sense should ultimately override your need to escape. You can turn a dream into reality now if you pick one track and follow your chosen course with determination. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, sounds like a good one for almost any fucking day. All right, so that's Taurus. Kishu, what are you? What's your sign? Kishu? Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Muted.
Or do you even care about you? What are you?
I'm Gemini. I'll share it.
All right, Gemini. Let me see. How do I change to the next one? Oh, here we go. View all zodiac signs. Gemini?
Gemini.
Where is it? Where are you hiding from me? Okay, here we go. All right, Gemini. The enthusiastic Sagittarius moon is visiting your seventh house of partners, indicating that others may encourage you to take on more than you want to handle. Fortunately, you can be revitalized by what you accomplish if you agree to participate in someone's project. Let me read that one again. Fortunately, you can be revitalized by what you accomplish if you agree to participate in someone's project. But you might already be busy today, and turning down an invitation could place you in an awkward position. Nevertheless, it's better to be honest now than sorry later. There you go.
Interesting.
Anybody else wants their sign read, just give me a buzz. 347-826-7667. Let's go to the hotline here. We got somebody with their hand up from area code 251. Area code 251, you're on the air with Vince and Kishu. What it do?
Hey, Vince. Hey, Kishu. It's Dalton.
Hi, Dalton. How are you?
I'm good. And I heard that you were Debbie talking about you earlier in her show.
Talking about who?
Kishu.
Oh, what was she saying about Kishu?
Oh. I don't know if she wants me to say or not. Did you hear it, Kishu?
No, I didn't. I went in there for a second to say hi to some of my friends that were in the chat, but I didn't actually listen to the show. You know, I didn't have any problem with Debbie, and then she just started talking really bad about me a lot, and I never really said anything bad about her, so I don't know what her problem is. I think that it's just
she doesn't like women. She didn't say anything bad about you, but she said something referring that you might turn her into a lesbian or something. I don't know.
Oh, well, in that case.
Oh,
yeah.
That's hot. Oh, that's hot. That's nothing to be a. That's not like a bad thing. You're kidding me?
Yeah,
I would pay to see that.
No,
I would
that's,
love
that's
to see
good. I'm glad to hear she's not talking bad, because I've recently heard that she's been talking bad. I don't understand, because I've always been kind to her. I don't have any problems with Debbie.
I would love to see them les out. I would film that. I would
I don't
love
know
to
if I'd,
produce that.
I don't know about les.
I love her show, and I was
Debbie,
on earlier.
I might suck on her boobies. She's got some hot titties. No, I don't really have a problem with Debbie, but I wish that she wouldn't say bad things about me that I've heard recently. But I mean, maybe she's not. Who knows? Either way, you know, Debbie's Debbie. We all love her. We all hate her. But you know, she is the queen of BTR.
hey, Dalton.
Yeah.
I have a question. What's your horoscope sign? Your astrological sign? What is zodiac?
Mine is in July, but I can't think of what the name of it is. I know it's mine.
Let me see. July. That would be either Leo or Cancer.
Cancer.
What's your birthday?
July 12th. That would be
Cancer.
You're Cancer. You're Cancer. Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. Who's got the shit on in the background? Is that you, Kishu?
Sorry, yeah, it's a puppy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, work on that, all right? You know how to mute that.
I'll mute it.
All right, here we go. Cancer, you may be rather surprised with your current willingness to get involved in someone's plan now, especially if you need to relinquish control. It might even be a relief to be a passenger without having to also play the role of a backseat driver. It doesn't matter what kind of activities you have on your calendar. The thought of doing something different today brings a smile to your face.
Wow.
So I guess the moral there is do something different today or tomorrow. This is actually your horoscope for tomorrow. For Thursday, so this is what you can get psyched on for tomorrow.
Today is Thursday.
Oh, for you it's Thursday. I'm sorry. Yes, for me it's still Wednesday.
What good. Time is it there?
Here, right now on the West Coast, it's 11 p.m. We've hit the second hour, kids. Welcome to the second hour of the program. It's Vince in the Bay. I appreciate the love. We got some new listeners in the chit chat room. Shouts out to Hot Rod, Park, Kishu, Milftastic, and Todd Tilbury. Tilbury. If you missed the first hour, what?
Here it's 1 a.m.
Oh, right on. You're Central?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good time.
Right on the money.
I have, you know, most of my listeners tend to be either East Coast or Central. Like, I don't really have a lot of West Coast listeners. I should have more West Coast listeners because I'm on earlier. But I think I'm on during, you know, everybody's got cable and YouTube, and nobody wants to go out of their way to hang out over here. No, it doesn't matter where you are. So I'm really honored to have Dalton and Kishu here with me. We're in the second hour. We're talking about whatever the hell's on your mind. We're also doing horoscopes. If you want to find out what you have to look forward to zodiac wise, astrological wise, just let me know. I've read Cancer, Taurus, and what was the other one? Was it Gemini? What were you, Kishu, again? I forgot.
Yeah, I'm Gemini. I would like to hear Leo, please.
You want to hear Leo also? Okay, let's do Leo. Tomorrow's horoscope for Leo. The upbeat Sagittarius moon is traveling through your playful fifth house now, giving you the green light to kick up your heels and have some fun. No matter how busy you are, make a little time today just for you. Get outside for a walk, schedule a massage, or just fap uncontrollably for an hour straight. or do something creative. Whatever helps you unwind, doesn't matter. Take care of yourself, though, and recharge those batteries. Today is truly about you.
Puppy.
All right,
sorry,
what
about
else?
That. Somebody in the chat says Taurus. Let's hear Taurus.
I am a Taurus. I did Taurus already.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
I'll have to do archives for Taurus. I guess I'll do them all, but I'll do them by request.
Spence, Dalton was trying to speak.
What, what's up, Dalton?
Speak.
What up, Dalton?
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Jesus
See
Christ,
what you did,
Dalton.
That happens.
Oh, I love you, Dalton. You're so sweet. You have, like, the sweetest voice. It's so chill and relaxed and sweet.
Yeah, and I was talking with Debbie. I don't know if she knows if she knew that I was on the queue or not because she never picked me up. So I just decided to switch over the Vince.
Yeah, you know, Dalton, I don't know if you remember that one show where I was having like a really crazy thing going on over here and you were just hanging out and you're just like, I just want to get on to Debbie's show. She's in a private chat. Can you just give me your number for the private chat? And I was like, Dalton, I was
driving you crazy.
I think I was a little rude to you that night, and I apologize. But I really did. I genuinely went over there. I asked Dick Burns, who I guess was in on the call. I was like, dude, do you have the call number? Because this guy Dalton is bugging me on my show for it. Can you give it to me? And he's like, no, there's no retards allowed. And I was like, all right, fine. I tried. And so that's what happened, bro. And you know what, though? I went back and Debbie Daly, of all people, sent me her chat log, and I went back and looked at it, and she fucking spammed the chat room with that number like 5 times. I can't believe you didn't go back into the chat room and look at that.
I don't even have access to a computer. I get Blog Talk numbers from a friend of mine.
Oh, I see. Nice. Oh, yeah, man. My bad. Well, you know what? Next time that happens, I'll go over there and check her chat log because I could have figured that out really quick without bothering anyone.
It's really nice of your friend to give you the numbers, though, because it's always nice to have callers.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And 24 in the chat would like to hear Aries.
Aries. Okay, Aries. Aries horoscope for tomorrow, that would be Thursday, May 19th. Well, today for you, Dalton. Aries, your impatience could get the best of you today. Even if you have important responsibilities to fulfill, you still might try to sidestep them so you'll have time for more pleasurable activities, such as fapping uncontrollably for hours on end. Although you could feel invincible now, you probably won't be able to escape unnoticed. Don't be surprised if you are held accountable for inconsiderate actions, such as fapping too long and neglecting daily household domestic activities. As often is the case with Aries, thinking about the consequences before leaping into action is the smartest strategy of all. There you go.
There you go. Oh, Vince in the Bay. Hey.
I cannot wait until next weekend.
What's going
what
on
next
weekend?
Well, to let you know what I mean by next weekend is this weekend my girlfriend Emily is going to State Special Olympics, and she'll be competing in Troy, Alabama, T-R-O-Y, at the Troy campus up there. And then next weekend, I will be taking her to a really nice restaurant in Gulf Shores, and we're going to go to a place after we eat called Marlins, I think it is, and dance.
Right on. So Dalton, right. what kind of music are you into? I'm curious, what kind of music do you listen to, Dalton?
I have a lot of favorite genres. I like bluegrass, Celtic, soft rock. I have that playing in the background. I don't know if you can hear it or not.
No, I can't. Have you ever heard of a guy named William Elliott Whitmore?
No, I haven't.
Well, I think you might like this. He's kind of folkish, but it's just him and a guitar or a banjo. Sometimes half his songs are with guitar, acoustic guitar, half are with banjo. But it's just him rocking out with his guitar and stomping his foot, and he's badass. And I've seen him play a million times. I actually shot some videos of him, and I think you might dig him, dude. And this is like my all-time favorite song by him. It's called Midnight. And I'll be right back with Kishu and Dalton and you if you join us now at 347-826-7667.
Whoa!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah, you already know what it is. Vince of the Bay with Dalton and Kishu. We're going to hold it down for another 45 minutes. 45 minutes to take your call, and we can read your horoscope, or we can chop it up about whatevs.
That was a pretty good song.
You like that? You like that William Elliott Whitmore? If you like that, you'll love all of his music. He's amazing.
I got a question for you, though, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
That little robot thing that's speaking Spanish?
Yeah.
What the heck is he saying?
He's saying that everybody is an imbecile in one way or another.
Oh. That's just this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that thing over and over and over and have no idea what it was saying.
Yeah, even Spanish, even Goofy Bone, who is Mexican, has no idea, has no clue what he's saying. But if you listen really close, it's slowed down and distorted. But if you really listen hard and you know Spanish, you can pick out the words if you really just really concentrate on it.
Wow. I remember what I was going to tell you now.
Perfect.
I don't know if you've heard of this person or not. John Tesh.
I have. I've met John Tesh in person. True story.
Awesome. When I hear you, I think of him.
Huge influence on me. Huge influence. I can't believe you called it. That's huge. I did meet John Tesh once in an elevator, and he has been a huge influence on me in the development of my on-air personality. He's still an amazing artist and broadcaster, and I certainly he's a pioneer by all means.
Yeah, like when I hear your voice, I think of him.
And yeah, I'm flattered. I really am.
You're welcome. Man, I mean, I have not been able to get, like, I could sleep, but from time to time, your show is the only thing that I listen to, and I really love your show, yours and Debbie's.
That's awesome, bro. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it, man. I love Debbie's show and my show too, and I'm glad to have you around. You're
I love
always
your show too.
You're always welcome here, Dalton. Even the other night when it was all hectic and crazy, you know, the other night it was like Bill Wagoner was on with the Skype assholes, and it was just all hectic and crazy, and out of nowhere Dalton's like, "Hey Vince, what's going on, dude? I just want to say hi to Debbie."
Dalton's so chill. It's when.
If you missed that, folks, that was what, Sunday night? I think it was Sunday night. If you go to the archives, listen to the end of the, towards the end of the show, it gets really chaotic and hectic, and people are screaming and yelling and just, you know, going off left and right. And it's just pure mayhem. And it truly is, like, Goofy wants a troll war so bad, and that sort of was kind of like a little miniature little troll battle. And in the midst of all of it, Dalton calls in and just is like, hey Vince, I just kind of wish Debbie had a show tonight, so I'm over here. Hi Debbie.
Yeah, we obviously know that Dalton likes Debbie more than us, but it's okay.
cool, man. I appreciate it, dude. I don't mind playing second fiddle to Debbie. It's all good, man. I'll take her sloppy seconds any day of the week.
I like both of y'all equally.
Cool, man. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
we got the one angry,
addicting, you know?
We got one angry Jew in the chat room. Is that really him, or is that somebody trolling us? What the hell? I don't even know. I don't even care anymore. It doesn't even. I'm going to pretend that is the real One Angry Jew. Hey, congratulations, One Angry Jew, on your new show. I checked it out last night. For those of you who aren't familiar, One Angry Jew does a show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. It's called 420 Grindhouse, and he's got a great lineup of characters over there. He basically just does a monologue, and during the course of the evening, Fat Red Dragon and Cannabis Monk and Hot Janelle and various other characters just kind of laugh and giggle at all his various antics. So if you haven't heard that, check out the One Angry Jew. That's blogtalkradio.com/the420grindhouse. That's where he can be found every night here on Blog Talk Radio. Shouts out to him. He finally found a show that he can host. And hopefully that means he will never call back into this show ever.
Aw, why do you hate the Jew so much? He's not bad. The Jew, I think the Jew is entertaining, to be honest. I mean, there's moments where he does talk a little too much, but I like the Jew.
Yeah, entertaining on the planet boredom.
Oh, Vince, you know you love the Jew.
Hey, Dalton, what do you think
Jew
of the Jew?
Yeah.
What do you think of the Jew, Dalton?
Or something.
I don't really know, honestly, to tell the truth, Vince. I haven't really heard his show. I don't really have the contact number for that, but from what I've heard of him calling in to yours and Debbie's show sometimes, I just don't know. It depends on what kind of mood he's in, I guess.
Yeah. I hear you. I'll tell you what kind of mood I'm in for. I'm in a mood for partying, you know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Somebody turn down the lights. Let's put on a disco ball and get this party started. You know what I'm saying? We got 30 minutes to go, 35 minutes to go on the program. Kishu's here, Dalton's here. Kishu's going to start stripping and doing lap dances on Dalton in a couple of minutes here.
Oh yeah.
In fact, she's already doing it. Wow. Wow, she took her top off already.
Oh, I know. My nipples are so hard for you.
Wow. Holy shit. If you guys want to get on in the action here, Dalton's being really quiet. I can tell he's a little shy. He's a little bashful. He's a little shy. I know he's got a girlfriend. Don't worry, Dalton. This is just radio. It's cool. You can just go with it, dude. She's freaking on you. Just do it, bro. that's right. We are fulfilling all your dreams and fantasies right here on Blog Talk Radio every night. Don't be bashful, kids. Get in on the action.
Gosh. There's a lot on my mind right now.
Oh, really? Are you thinking about naughty things, Dalton?
Uh-oh.
It's okay. What happens here stays here. It's like Vegas. It's like Vegas, you know. You can just do whatever you want. Just let your hair down, bro. Let it go. No one's going to say anything. Come on. In fact, everybody's so fucked up, no one's going to remember anyway.
Yeah, you know what? You don't have to feel bad, Dom, because Vince makes me so wet. So I can understand when Vince gives people boners.
I'm sure you know where I'm going, Kishu.
I'm guessing. Oh boy, Dalton, said Todd, still burying chat.
I can't believe I'm thinking it though, but.
Hey,
Mac,
wait, hang on a second. Cut the fucking music. Cut the music for a second. Can somebody stop that? Thank you. All right. Okay, so straight up, somebody in the chat room, this guy, Mac Mike Stinney, I can't even, what kind of fucking name is that, first of all? Mac Mike Stinney? All right, Mac Mike Stinney is trying to be a wise ass, and he's asking me, this is what he says, oh, this is Howard Stern. Can you make her come on air? Make who come on air? I've made a lot of people come on air, all right? And my favorite example I like to use for how I've dominated women on the air is, of course, there's no mystery. It's Zuzanna. And if you haven't heard about Zuzanna, let me tell you about her, all right?
We sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone. Zuzanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you. I put my arm around your shoulder, run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring, and a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says,
oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
You fucking whore.
Zuzanna.
Zuzanna. Zuzanna, you motherfucking whore. Zuzanna. Zuzanna. Zuzanna, you crazy fucking whore. That's right, Zuzanna, I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for this Zuzanna bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer.
Zuzanna.
She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas.
Zuzanna,
Zuzanna, I'm crazy fucking you.
Hey, Zuzanna.
Shooby dooby dooby doo. Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vincent the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, you know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Zuzanna. I think you know her. Oh yeah, Zuzanna, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. My mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue, show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth open. What? My jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating? Bearing down? Soon now, my love. Ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out, and in your satisfaction, I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater, because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna,
Susanna, Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy humping you.
Susanna, 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 I'm crazy fucking you.
Susanna,
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 Susanna, you crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cuntbag.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
You go, Mac Mike Stinney. You got what you asked for, and I guess I got what I asked for. I pretty much cleared out the chat room there. We went from, I don't know, there's like something like 15 people in here, and now it's down to 6. But the 6 hardcore people, though. Kishu, Mac McStinney.
I think that was because I was talking about wanting you to shit in my mouth, and that always scares people away. I'm not serious. It's all, you know.
No, I don't. I just don't think people. I just don't think people can. people just can't handle the tale about of Susanna. Susanna's too hardcore for them.
Oh,
they just can't
I know.
Handle it.
Yeah, that's true. I always forget about that because whenever you're playing it, I just mute myself. I can't. It's just too much.
Yeah, sorry, Dalton. I don't know if that was too risque for you, but I hope your girlfriend wasn't listening.
Me either. I don't think she would really. Actually, I know she's not listening because she would be in BIM right now.
Well, that's good to know. Because we don't want you to lose your hottie girlfriend. We know you guys have a lot of fun.
We do.
You said you're going to go dancing next weekend?
Yeah, we're going to go dancing.
Aww. Hey, Dalton? What zodiac sign is your girlfriend?
Hers, I don't know what month it is. Hers is in December.
Sagittarius?
I believe so.
Well, is she like early December or late December?
Late.
Late December, like after December 22nd?
Yes.
Okay, so she's Capricorn then.
That sounds.
Okay, so I'll do. Let's see what her horoscope is for tomorrow.
Okay.
Capricorn, playing down your confidence is one way of sneaking in below the radar today. If your coworkers are aware of your positive energy, they will likely expect even more from you. However, if they can't see you, see the glint in your eye, you can get away with some mischievous behavior. Your strategy may be sound, but your plan can backfire. You'll have a better shot at having fun now by letting the good times roll instead of holding yourself back. So it sounds like she's going to go cheat on you, bro.
I don't know if she wouldn't do that.
I don't think
your girlfriend sounds like the cheating type. She sounds like a complete sweetheart from what he said. So,
well, she should be. She's like 12 years old. Isn't she like 12 years old or something?
Nice.
No.
Are you fapping right now? Are you? Who is fapping right now?
Dalton is not a pedo, is he? I'm not fapping.
No,
I'm
not.
Who's fapping in the background there? That's kind of disturbing. Could you?
I can't, dude. Okay, I'm fapping. I'm fapping hard. I'm sorry. I just, you know, when I have this hot pink dildo and it's like kind of see through, it has all this glitter in it, and it's just like it's really cute, and I can't help it. I'm like, oh, it's a cute cock for once, because you know cocks really aren't that attractive. So when you see something like that and it's cute, you just want to fucking ram it in you so hard. So I couldn't help it.
Okay, so Todd Tilbury in the chat room confirms what I heard. That did indeed sound like someone jerking off. So Dalton, I would like to ask you to refrain from touching yourself on the air. And if you happen to do so, please mute yourself, or else I will be forced to mute you on my end, which I don't like to do because it gets. You know, Kishu knows by now. Kishu, when she wants to masturbate,
loud.
Yeah, when Kishu is masturbating, she usually mutes herself. Like, and that's just sort of the respectful thing I like people to do on my show. I don't care if you touch yourself.
The only time I don't mute myself is when I'm taking a piss, because I want everybody to hear that live.
Yeah, because that's entertaining.
That's entertainment, baby.
That makes for quality radio. Speaking of quality radio, shouts to Pinko the Bear making a cameo in the chat room. Appreciate the love, brother. I do enjoy your show, and I'm sorry I don't catch it all as much as I used to, but I do when I do. I enjoy your commentary and your interaction, and I don't think I agree with you on maybe half the things that you talk about, but you do offer a fair forum for debate, and I like your name too, Pinko the Bear. I think Pinko, you actually might win Chit Chatter chat room name of the night. Seriously, that's always been one of my favorite names, and it's very. Now I'm assuming this is just me assuming here, making an ass out of you and me, of course. But by the name Pinko the Bear, you must be insinuating that. You are, one, a pinko liberal commie, which I know that's a fact, and two, you are a gay homosexual that has a lot of back hair and a full beard. Am I wrong? A gay homosexual. That I think that's redundant. My apologies. But what would be cool is if you were a gay, you know, you were a bear, but all your hair was dyed pink. That would be hot.
Vince, if you can give me a second, I can play a voicemail that I have from Emily.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to hear it, dude. Please, indulge
me. Okay. Give me just 1 minute and I'll be right back.
No problemo. We'll be here.
We're always here, baby buns.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, Vince. You know, that Justin kid that was on last night?
Oh, yeah. What about?
He has such a cute voice. I love his voice. I think he has an adorable voice. And so, before when he was on the show, I never really looked into that shit that he was doing, his web series or whatever. But since yesterday, I had a cute voice and I was turned on. I don't know, check this kid out. So I went to check him out, and he's actually the web series actually looks really awesome, because I'm really into that whole like zombie apocalypse stuff. Like,
yeah,
I think that we've talked about this before, that when the zombie apocalypse comes, my dreams will all come true.
Well, according to some folks, it's coming on Saturday. I've seen some billboards.
Yeah, Saturday, my dreams are going to come true.
I think the zombie apocalypse starts Saturday, so look forward to that. It's Help I'm Alive, the web series. Basically, they're just taking their video cameras out and filming real zombies. It's pretty easy. It's like low production value. It's a reality show. That's what they're not telling you. It's actually a full disclosure. It's a reality show. Sorry, they didn't want me to say that on the air, but I mean, they're really onto some shit here. Are you kidding me? They couldn't afford to like dress these, do the production value that they're getting with unless they had real zombies.
Vince, I got my voicemail pulled up. Hold on just a
second. Oh, sweet. Perfect. Here we go. So Dalton's voicemail, this is from his girlfriend.
Press
She's a hottie.
First saved message.
My mom will have a phone with her tonight. And I will make sure I answer and talk to you at 7. While you buy my stuff, Taji Bill, bye.
End of message. Delete. Press 7.
That was too cute. Oh, my God, Dalton. She sounds like a sweetheart. I'm happy for Dalton that he has a really cute girlfriend. She's very sweet sounding. That's awesome, Dalton.
Thank you.
And you guys sound like you have a lot of fun together too.
Hey Dalton, do you finger banger when you guys go out on dates?
No. I don't do that kind of thing.
Does she ever give a little tug on your Peter Pecker, if you know what I'm saying?
No, not that either. If she did that, her mom would.
She never gives you a little puff. She never gives a little puff on the corn cob pipe, if you know what
I'm
saying.
Well, Dalton, if you guys ever break up and you need a little sucky sucky, I'm here for you, baby.
She's not giving you a little rub and tug at the drive-in theater.
We don't do
that's their private business, Vince, in the Bay. You know,
not
everybody likes to share their sex life like you and I, baby.
Does she have big boobs? Does she have big boobs?
One question at a time, Vince.
Okay, first question. Okay. I apologize. First question: how big are her boobs?
I don't want to talk about that. It's the All one right, thing I don't want to talk about.
Okay.
But
does she shave her pubic hair?
I don't know. But listen, before you keep going, if me and her did it, so to speak, her mom, let's just say, wouldn't have me anywhere around her.
Keisha, you're back.
Sorry, my phone, like I pressed the wrong button.
It's all good. I'm sorry. You just missed Dalton. Dalton was saying something. I'm sorry, I missed that, Dalton. What was that again?
I said, if me and her did it, so to speak, her mom wouldn't have me anywhere around her. Now, from time to time I'll get a peck on the cheek, yeah, but nothing further than that.
Okay.
All in due time, baby. Just give it some time, Dalton. She'll be
Yeah. You're gonna get your noodle wet soon enough. You gotta at least get a blowjob though, dude. Come on, bro. This even kids in high school are getting blowjobs these days.
Speaking of blowjobs, Vince.
Yeah.
You know, I would really appreciate it if you'd shave your balls so I don't always have to get freaking hair in my mouth when I'm sucking you off. Thank you very much.
All right, yeah, I'll do something about that.
Because right now, I seriously am about to fucking cough up a hairball.
I know. Well, see, that's the problem. Is you know what? This might be a good time for me to put out a little shout out. I'm actually doing a classified ad, a classified ad right now on the show, live on the air. I'm looking for. I don't know if you noticed over the past couple weeks. I no longer have Carl around anymore. He no longer visits the program. He's no longer in my house anymore. He's no longer staying with me. He's no longer my cabana boy. I've been without a cabana boy for about a month now, and I'm ready to accept applications at this point. I need a cabana boy, somebody that is reliable, and you know, obviously you're gonna have a space here on the premises. You're going to be required to make falafel and hummus for me every morning, and then I have various errands that I need run that you know done for me during the day. It's really useless, mindless gopher type stuff. He used to take care of that. There's a lot of stuff that he's left a lot of loose ends he needs to tie up, and without a proper cabana boy, I can't get this shit done. So. So this is really, you know, it's been something that's sort of been a detriment to and affected me business wise as well, because there's certain things that Carl took care of that now I have to pick up the slack on, and quite frankly I'm maxed out to the limit. So if somebody wants to audition to be my new cabana boy, there are perks. Of course, you know, you get to appear live on the program. You can. He used to call in all the time. I had to let him call in because, you know, it's sort of part of the deal. Kind of like how Goofy Bone is the janitor here at Blog Talk Radio, and I usually put him on air. We just have an arrangement just because he's, you know, he's like, he held me up one night in the parking lot at gunpoint, you know, asking for like all the cash in my pocket. And I finally just said, look, dude, you know what? We like smoked a blunt. We kicked it, and we worked out an arrangement where, you know, I would just, like, have him come on my show and talk for a little bit, and then we'd be good. And that's the kind of thing I want to have going on with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Also, some of the privileges that cabana boys get, you get full access to Kishu Zykova, my lovely self. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that – I don't know. Oh, you mean, like – the. You could they help you work for you too?
Oh God, I just choked on limey.
Because I don't know if you remember, but Carl was not interested in you at all.
Okay, I thought I was drinking limey, but that was the cup of cum that you just put in the fucking refrigerator, Vince.
Oh my bad.
God, what are you thinking?
I was actually going to put that in the freezer to save that for next week.
I know. But what I mean by full access is they can penetrate my anus. All night long.
Oh, right. Which Carl never did. He always wanted to penetrate my anus. There was that one night where he got drunk and he put it in your cornhole. He thought yours was. You and I were both bent over. We were both bent over on the couch, and he mistaked your butt for my butt. Your butt for my butt.
It was so when I seriously, I was just like in heaven. I was like, yes, finally, I have Carl.
Yeah.
And then when I said that out loud, he was like, oh, fuck, not Kishu.
Speaking of drunk people, I remember one time I was in Panama City. I don't know if y'all been there or not.
Where? Wait, where was it again?
Panama City, Florida.
Yes, I have. I actually have relatives that used to live there. I've been there several times. It's a beautiful place. It's up in the panhandle of Florida. Yeah, it's great.
I'm there from time to time because my dad works with a Southern company, and he has to go to a plant there. But anyway, I was at the German restaurant over there. And you're not going to believe what I saw, Vince. You know those big kegs of beer? The real big ones that are like one big glass of beer?
I'm sorry, I got distracted. This guy, Mac Mike Stinney, he's talking about Robin Quivers and all this Howard Stern stuff. And then out of nowhere, he says, "Go Cowpote Radio." So I guess that's Cowpote, Mac Mike Stinney. All right, whatever, Cowpote. Good try, bro. But thanks for coming out. We got 10 minutes to go. It's Vince, Kishu, and Dalton right here holding it down hardcore for another 10 minutes. If you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667 is the numero. And we've been talking about all kinds of shit. I've been doing a lot of horoscopes throughout the evening. If I have not read your horoscope yet, please either give me a shout-out in the chat room or call in and tell me what sign you are, and I'll read your horoscope tonight. I've read quite a few, and there's a few I haven't. I've probably read half of them. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'll read one or two more before we finish up here. And take calls. If you want to get in on this, you call the number 347-826-7667. And then once you're inside, you raise your hand by and you do that by pressing 1. Press the number 1 if you want to get on the air and talk to us. If not, you can just chill out, listen. It's all good. Dalton, we're gonna wrap things up here in a little bit. So Dalton, I'd like you to just sort of take over the floor and tell us your final thoughts before we get out of here.
All right, there's a lot of them.
Give us one. Give me one final thought.
I just want to say something for people who think look at people with disabilities different. Everyone is the same. No matter if they're blind, deaf, dyslexic, paralyzed from the legs up and having to be in a wheelchair, every one of those people has feelings. And that doesn't mean they're a retard or whatever. That means that they're special and they're just an average person, and that's how they should be treated. Even though they might be special, they should be treated like everyone else.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Amen, Dalton. Growing up, I had one of my summer jobs was working with retards. Actually, I worked for several years off and on with an organization here that's in the South Bay, or in the South Bay area. It's called Hope Rehabilitation Services, and they work with developmentally disabled adults. And it's a program where they accept, they basically get their money off of donations, essentially. When people like get rid of old furniture and stuff, old clothes and stuff, they donate it to Hope, and Hope like turns that around and tries to sell it or whatever. Or they use it to feed the homeless or whatever, you know. It's like it's a nonprofit. And one of the programs that they have is where they train retards, but adult age retards, people like, you know, that are in their 20s and up, that are whatever, have Down syndrome, have schizophrenics, just crazy nutty people, all kinds. And I worked with these folks off and on for a number of years growing up. And I learned a lot from these people. And some of these people were some of the brightest minds and the most genius creative minds I've ever been around in my entire life. and it was a privilege and an honor to work with some of these people, some of them who are never going to get out of that program. That program was trying to train these people so they get this, get the, you know, interpersonal skills and working skills, production line, working line skills or whatever, that they could translate into real jobs. And some of these people are just head cases. There's just no way they're going to ever get out there into the real workforce and amount to anything. They really just need a special program where they can just like sit in the corner and rock around and fucking just say incoherent random shit, kind of like what I do here on this show. And I appreciate you guys tuning in, and I appreciate you, Sharon, Dalton, and I love you, bro, and you're always welcome here, and I appreciate the perspective that you give us here on the show. And yeah, shouts to you. And I got a caller here that buzzed in at the last minute, so let's take this call. Area code 925, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. It's MILF-tastic.
Oh, MILF-tastic. Right on. Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're getting ready to wrap up the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call and say thanks for the show. I'm enjoying it. I get a lot of work done and get to listen to you, so it's win-win.
Right on. Amen. Thank you, baby. I appreciate the love. And Keishu, we're about to shut her down. What, you have anything you want to say before we go?
thanks for having me, as always. Sorry, I got a little distracted there. Check out my best friend's blog. It's Prelin. It's xdickxburnsx.com. And go over there for some fun times. He's been editing some porn lately with just adding funny stuff to it, and it's pretty hilarious. Blog is really hilarious. So check that out, Dick Burns, dickxburnsx.com. And thanks for having me as always, Vince. Love you very much. I'm going to post a titty pic in your chat now.
You're what?
Nothing.
Oh, I didn't catch that. I'm tired. I'm baked. I'm ready to go to bed. And I want to thank everybody for coming through. It's always a pleasure to pleasure you here on Blog Talk Radio, and I look forward to doing it again soon. It'll probably be again tomorrow night, same time, same channel. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay, and check me out on Twitter. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. If you want to send me some email, I'll read it on air. You can just send it to me at vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Shouts to Shike. She wasn't in the chat today. She was there. She was here last night. She sent me an email for some show prep, which I did tonight. I did that little piece on that kid who got interrogated by the Secret Service for his Facebook posting. That was a story that she sent me in the email, and I never would have found that story if it wasn't for her. So big shout out to her. And shouts to you for listening. I appreciate it, and will please you again very, very, very soon. That's it. Peace out. And we're going to leave you with this one that Keishu was talking about earlier request to be fulfilled. This is Jump Into the Fog, Nighty Night.
What a great achievement it was to get a hotel. you very nice.